Pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Calgary Stampeders, the suddenly red-hot Calgary Stampeders. Three straight wins. The most recent, a bit of a nail-biter against the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Mike Commodore was there, coach.
Yeah, I was there.
Does he remember the game, though?
Well, I remember the first half. I wasn't very excited in the first half.
And nor I was
went
I.
Out, I went out to have a beer during halftime, and things started to turn around as I was outside, so I didn't want to screw it up, so I stayed out there because you guys were scoring. So I'm taking a little bit of credit for part of the win.
Okay. Well, okay. I can live with that. I thought maybe you'd be out there racing that fastest cow, though,
showing
those wheels.
I did. Yeah, the wheels are a little bit square, but I did see that, and I actually think I'd like to do that. I know Brian McGrattan did that. I saw it on YouTube, and I was laughing.
We could probably.
He dominated, man.
He did.
Yeah, I think
he smoked him the first one. That's some big shoes to fill, though.
Yeah, I'm quicker than Gratz. I have to be.
Oh, my.
Well, maybe not.
Stretch the hammies.
Yeah, big time.
Make sure, yeah, because it's still 80, 90 yards for you guys. So.
Yeah, that's a long ways.
Something I'm not really aspiring to do at any point in my career is race a cow. I think those days are over.
And you're from Montana. I don't know if I believe it.
Montana.
Tip the
Great
cows.
Falls, Montana.
Yeah, that's right. You're cow tipping, not racing.
Yeah, we don't race them. Yeah, exactly.
I would bet probably if we go back, you wouldn't mind being in the parking lot having a beer with Commie after the first half on Saturday. Down 17-6. Talk about that first half.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I just thought we were getting out hustled, outplayed, outcoached. Stuff for us. We weren't dusting. Our eyes were chasing things all over the field. And we didn't tackle well. And then offensively, Bo just wasn't seeing things clearly early. We got kind of lucky, actually. A couple balls could have been intercepted, and it could have been worse than that. So, but the guys rallied. That's as in all sports. I mean, if guys just kind of just say, "Okay, I'll mail it in and get them next week," that's not a good sign. Our guys rallied, and that was all I was asking for at halftime, is just to show up and honestly just give me that a little bit more effort, heart. Show me what you're made of. Win the second half. See what the score is at the end of the game and go from there. And obviously it worked out.
And there's different ways to skin it, right? It's fun watching a quarterback throw a bunch of touchdowns. Sometimes you have to rely on your defense, which you did. And sometimes you have to rely on your special teams, which near the end you did. Again, it's Trey Roberson. He's getting a lot of attention. But a field goal block to preserve a win, that rarely comes to fruition.
Yeah, it's not often. Great kickers in our league. One of the things I don't know if people notice is their guy, Harilahu, if I pronounced it right, he for some reason doesn't use a T because I think he wants to try to go to the NFL. So he doesn't use a T. So think about it in like golf terms. If you're going to, would you rather tee the ball up and get a nice smooth stroke, or would you rather put it on the ground and sometimes you hit it a little bit thin? And I don't know. I just personally, if they allow you to use a tee, I'm using a tee. So he doesn't use a tee, and I felt like the ball did come out a little bit lower. Of course, Trey was up there about 11 feet high.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've got Trey Roberson on line two. He'd like to speak with you.
Well, he can say what he needs, but I haven't seen Renee. Renee has great lift. Honestly, yeah, like certain times, obviously, that still there can be leakage or people get through. And on that play, our goal is to push the line of scrimmage back with the inside guys and let the jumper jump from like a new line of scrimmage. So if he has to jump from behind the old line of scrimmage, it's going to be very difficult to block a kick. But if we can establish kind of a new line of scrimmage closer to the kicker and he can get up, obviously we have a better chance to block it. But it was a great play. It's fun to watch.
The thing about your team is you still have that explosive ability, and we saw it in the second half where you kind of, as a fan or as a spectator, you, I don't know, like you said, Bo's not seeing it, kind of missing some receivers, and then all of a sudden some bang bang plays and Rodgers finds the end zone. It is wiped out because of a penalty, but then you got Begelton. You still have that ability to put up to get some yards and to put some points up in a hurry.
We do. I mean, we stress this game, actually, turnover battle and penalty battle. So, everyone's pretty good. There's no doubt there's good talent throughout the league. But we find that there's no two stats that have more correlation on whether you win or lose, and turnover battles won. And then for us, it's been our penalty battle. We've lost our poise a few times. I think we make some bad decisions, especially in special teams. Where if you can see the guy's back and you see you can read his name, probably don't throw a block on him. And those were the areas we were trying to get better. So we take a 15-yarder on the very first kickoff, and you could just see it kind of set the tone. We weren't locked in. We weren't focused. We weren't doing the right things. But as the game went on, like you said, even offensively, we started getting better production. Still couldn't get out of our own way. Like you say, we took the hold on the touchdown throw, but we got it done. That's kind of, to be honest, you don't necessarily – people don't remember how you win them. They just remember did you win or lose, and our guys believe, and we get it done.
Stampeder head coach Dave Dickinson, our guest here on Sportsnet.
Dave, we mentioned the rough first half. When you go into the locker room at halftime, is it kicking garbage cans and flipping tables, or do the guys know, like, we kind of need to step up here in the second half?
You know, I just be me, so if I feel like I need to kick garbage cans, I will. I don't remember ever doing it. I never, as a player, I don't get anything out of that. All I figure is that my coach is losing his poise, so you do tell them what they need to do, and you kind of challenge them. You know, to me, and call me major, if a guy looks at you and just says, and basically, am I playing with men here? Because you see what's going on. Do you have any pride? Step it up. That's probably all I needed to say, because it wasn't scheme. It wasn't anything about this and that. It was about we knew that we just had to play harder. We had to try to give it just a little bit more, and the guys did that. So, you know, we got the turnovers. It looked like we were rallying to the football, and ultimately just kept kind of plugging away and finally found the end zone late. It just seemed like on one of those games we were up against that. We're climbing that mountain the whole game and finally reached the summit, obviously at the right time when the clock ticked to zero.
You ever had somebody kicking garbage cans, Kami? Or was it common reserve? Just like, you know, come on, be a man. Let's compete. Let's go.
You get the odd garbage can kicker, but I'm with Dave. It didn't really. If anything, it almost kind of made me laugh. I'm not going to sit in there and laugh. But if I had somebody come up and be like, hey, you need to be better.
Yeah.
You don't have to yell at me. Like, I know. Especially if it, like Dave says, it's an effort thing.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, let's get it together. We're professionals here.
See, we're on the same page.
We're on the same page.
That's nice. We're like dealing with men here.
Yeah, a bunch of men on this show.
That's right.
The last few games have been, there's been a lot to get worked up about. Obviously, the two Edmonton games, then you're taking on a team that's leading the East Division in Hamilton. This week, it's the 2-9 Argos, who admittedly have been playing teams a lot more difficultly than they were earlier in the season. But with a bye next week, is there any concern of a bit of a fall off after three kind of emotional games and now a last place team?
Well, there's concern, but I mean, I hope they're not, you know, listening to radio or reading the newspaper, because when you look at the tape, Toronto's playing quite well. They've got tons of talent. They're completely healthy. They're gelling. They only have two wins. It's crazy. But every game they played in the last probably 5 to 6, even the game we played them back, they could have beat us. They were kind of their own worst enemy. They were turning the ball over at the wrong time or making mistakes at the wrong time, and but they don't seem to be doing that lately, and they kind of, to me, feel like they've got a little bit of momentum, had that bye week. Seems like they're trying to talk themselves into it a little bit, saying, hey, we got a chance here. But I think in the CFL, believe it or not, you do. There's just not enough teams, so if you can get hot and you can keep your momentum, you got a chance. So we know it's tough. We're not concerned about their record because we know they have good players, and what I'm concerned about for our guys is we are running on fumes just a little bit. You know, when you have all those, big games, and then all of a sudden you're on the road. We haven't traditionally played great in Toronto. We've turned a corner the last two times we've been there, but traditionally a lot of guys have family and people are there, and they get distracted anyway. So we really got to make sure they're locked in. And that's a personal thing, though. You know, you can say whatever you want, but guys have to have leadership in that room and make sure everyone's locked in and going out there with one mission, win a football game.
Well, and from the looks of it, Dave, you might have some guys that aren't used to being starters or playing because of injuries. That might help. Corey Greenwood, he's had a year that isn't, certainly we're not giving it the attention that it probably deserves. I know that he leaves the football game. Ambles, Breskison, Sindani, you go around right now on both sides of the football, and you're banged up. I guess, can you speak to any of these injuries and who might be able to go. I know Greenwood's kind of just been playing, not practicing, but even he's in a bad way right now.
Yeah, it's been a tough one on him, I mean, because he's still leading the league in tackles and impact plays, and I kind of agree with you. I don't think there's enough people talking about it. I mean, his numbers are basically exactly what we got out of Alex last year.
Yeah.
And Alex basically was the Canadian of the year, and everyone was loving him a couple of years ago. I guess he was, but Andrew got it. But he was outstanding. I don't hear anyone talking about Corey in the media. Now, I'm not locked into what's going on online and that sort of stuff, but I do believe his production, his play has been excellent. But he is battling. We're going to do the same thing. If he can go, we're going to try to get what we can out of him. We don't think it's a serious injury, but he's certainly in some pain, and if he can't go, we can't go. We'll just make it work. But we're already light at linebacker. We're light at receiver. We're trying to mess around with the ratio a little bit to see if we can add some new guys here and there. D-line, I think, is starting to find its footing, though, which is nice, but we'll have to get some pressure on their guy. And then ultimately, same thing. Our offensive line is starting to really gel a little bit. It maybe isn't there as much with the numbers on the run game, but I think they're doing a nice job. And so we'll see what mix and match we can go there. But we're beat up, but I think that's normal. And I think that ultimately there, it does give some younger guys and other guys a chance to play. And as a coach, you want to see what they can do. You certainly still want to win, but it doesn't hurt my feelings to get some new blood in there.
And you talk about things that have gone kind of quietly, Corey Greenwood doing his job. All of a sudden you start looking at the stats that come out every week and forced turnovers and picks and turnover ratio and points off turnovers. Your defense is leading the way in the Canadian Football League. You've got the top receiver in touchdowns, the top receiver in yards after catch. Are you playing a little bit of catch up? You guys are starting to stretch your legs a little bit. Do you see that right now? That, like you say, injuries are one thing, but guys are getting a little bit more comfortable and getting into the rhythm of the season?
For sure. I mean, but it's tight, man. It's tight. I mean, if you look at the West, it's like, shoot, you're really probably, I mean, the position you probably don't want to finish in is third in the West. And so you really, you can't lose opportunities. You can't miss out on these type of things. You got to try to take advantage of the game in front of you. And, to be honest, there's everybody on our team. There's a lot of good football players that nobody knows about. And there's a lot of good football players. There's only a few guys, in my opinion, three or four that are difference makers in the sense that we have no backups for. They're just too good. And that was even, to be honest, Bo was one of those, and we saw Nick do a pretty damn good job. So we're still working hard, but we just got to make sure who's ever in there believes in what we're doing, what we're selling, and shows up and competes. That's basically the bottom line. If we do that, I think we still got a good chance.
Good luck in Toronto. That's a must-win game, Dave. I'm just going to let you know. You beat the Eskimos. Hamilton comes in. You pull one out there. I'm just going to say that you're not going to want to lose this football game.
Well, since you said it, I will tell the guys at the meeting. It's a must-win.
There you go. Thanks, Dave.
All right.
Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dave.
See you guys.